You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. I'm Tom Kelly with you for one more segment here on the afternoon show. Being for Joe DeCamera in the morning the next 3 days. Broads will be with you in the afternoon the rest of the week, so make sure you're tuned in for that. A lot of stuff we've done on the show today. Obviously, we've talked a lot of Eagles with training camp next week. The defense versus the offense, and which side of the ball you're more concerned about. For me, it's the offense. Looking at the Eagles' Mount Rushmore, we talked about that, and I would have Donovan McNabb on mine. I would not have Jalen Hurts on there. I'd have Brian Dawkins, Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson, Donovan McNabb, and, you know, I think Donovan McNabb is the best quarterback in the history of the franchise. That, to me, gets you on the Mount Rushmore. If you're the best at the most important position, that gets you on there. Like, I get Jalen and Nick Foles won Super Bowls. I mean, Jalen would obviously go above Nick Foles, but not ahead of Donovan. Hasn't surpassed Donovan yet. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. Talked a lot of Phillies as well with the deadline coming up, and we will have a lot of stuff on the morning. I'm interested to get the morning show and their take on this Hurts versus McNabb thing tomorrow. I can guarantee you that Rhea is going to strongly disagree with me. That's the one thing I can guarantee you. So that'll be fun. And John Richard, I mean, Richie's going to be in a weird spot. He loves Jalen, but he played with Donovan.
You might as well just do 3 days of Hurts versus McNabb.
At some point, oh, we can't do
bring
three.
Back, you know, just do bring I'm back have McNabb to get... talk for the next 3 days. Watch some games from a couple of the seasons, like 2005, 2006, 2004, all that, and just come in, react, and think. Maybe you have a revisionist history.
I'm just going to need to get their take on it tomorrow at some point. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. This segment brought to you by Benari Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at apologies. I was reading the wrong thing there. This segment brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com. Let's go back to the phones. Go to OG Wade. What's up, Wade?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, Wade?
Let me just come in and give you a little edumacation. You know what I'm saying? And, listen,
well, you can try, Wade. You try your best.
The Donovan McNabb and Jalen Hurts thing, it's not even close. You know what I'm saying? When you're talking about who's the better quarterback and who did more for the organization, Jalen in 5 years have surpassed him in everything. He owns more NFL records than Donovan McNabb. He actually won exactly what the goal is for every professional football player to ever lace up a cleat. It's to win a Super Bowl. He did that for this organization. He's been there twice. You know what I'm saying? It's not even like what I know Donovan for, more throwing balls in the dirt. You don't even see that with Jalen Hurts.
Wade, that's so lazy. I mean, that is so disrespectful. No, it's not true. Wade, that is the biggest misnomer. Who do you think Jalen's a more accurate passer than Donovan? You're crazy.
Absolutely. Now prove me wrong.
Yeah, go watch them play, Wade. If you think Jalen is a better passer than Donovan McNabb, I am not convinced you watch Donovan McNabb play.
Well, first of all, you know how old I am. I've been doing this thing for 40 years, bro.
I hope you remember. It doesn't seem like you remember 20 years ago, Wade.
This is my show.
No, it's not. This is my show. You're a guest.
Hey, listen. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something right now. If you go back and watch Donovan McNabb throw the football, I don't know, what were you in junior high or middle school or something?
I was in high school.
Bro, Jalen Hurts is the best deep ball thrower in the league today. He's the best thrower outside the numbers of the football. This is why I'm trying to ask you guys, where are you talking about Joe Burrow is better than Jalen? In what?
Wade, if you think Jalen's a better passer than Joe Burrow, I don't know what to tell you. Then you can believe what you want to believe.
All you got to do is open your eyes. You've seen them head to head. What happened?
Yes.
When Joe Burrow needed to make the throw, he threw an interception.
And let me guess, Wade, that's the only game you watched Joe Burrow play all year, isn't it?
I watch Joe Burrow play a lot. I like Joe Burrow, but I don't think Joe Burrow is better than Jalen. I tell you this.
Well, of course you don't. You don't think any quarterback in the history of the league's better than Jalen Hurts.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Who's better? Who do you think's better?
In the history of the league,
yeah.
I think Tom Brady.
Uh huh.
I think Joe Montana.
And who else? That's it.
Maybe one other, but I can't.
Maybe
even
one.
Think
so
of
he's the third best quarterback in the history of football.
Absolutely, and when it's okay. all said and done, he will be the. See, you got to understand, TK.
Oh, I got it.
Jalen Hurts is revolutionizing the position right now,
uh-huh.
And I think this is the problem that y'all guys have with him is that he's not 6'5". He don't have this cannon for an arm. But when you go and look at his play and look at the things that he do and how he sets things up, he makes things look easy. We complain about the way Jalen wins, not the fact that he don't win, but these other quarterbacks, all you know them for is shrinking and losing in the biggest moments. You ain't never seen Jalen shrink. Jalen ain't never threw up in a huddle. Jalen ain't never succumbed to the big lights.
So he's better than Patrick Mahomes is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you look at how he throws, Patrick Mahomes is a seam route thrower, great player, but he's a seam route thrower. He does not throw the ball consistently well outside the numbers. That's how our defense was able to stop him.
Right.
So we played him inside out. All you got to do is go back.
It's amazing that he can go to so many Super Bowls being so bad. Isn't it? Isn't that an anomaly?
I didn't say he was bad. I said to you that if people knew how to place Patrick Mahomes, they would win those games. Patrick Mahomes been saved by his defense a whole lot, even in the San Francisco Super Bowl where he threw an interception in that game that should have lost them the game. But because of Chris Jones putting the pressure on Brock Purdy that made him error throw, that's what won them the game.
So that counts for that. But I can't bring up the Jalen Carter sacking Stafford as helping the Eagles and Jalen.
No, because
right?
Who's to say if Jalen Carter don't sack Matthew Stafford that he's going to throw for a touchdown? That's not.
There was a guy wide open. Well, you just said Chris Jones is the reason. You just said Chris Jones is the reason Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl.
No. Here's what I want to say to you about that.
No, Wade, you're a fraud. You like to bring up arguments that suit you, but when somebody else makes them, that doesn't fly.
Does it mean that Matthew Stafford would have seen that open man?
I don't know. You've seen every open man on that drive. Wade, what are you tired of? What are you tired of, Wade?
I'm tired of Chris Sims
getting
the shine every...
There you go.
You could have predicted that.
Yeah, I just can't take it anymore. I mean, honestly, I'll have conversations with you, like, whatever. I mean, Wade's doing a bit. We all know what it is. Like,
the Patrick Mahomes seam route thing's a new one, though. So, that's creative.
And, you know, if I'm a hater for saying it is stupid to say that Jalen Hurts already is the third best quarterback in the history of football, then I'm a hater. Because that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
go look at the tape, Wade. I know you think you know everything about football. Go study some film. I mean, because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Honestly, at first, I thought he got it wrong when he said that Jalen Hurts is the third best quarterback all of football.
No, he believes.
I thought had it wrong.
He says he believes it. I don't think he actually believes
There's
it.
There's no possible way.
Yeah, I mean, if you know anything about football, you know that's not the case. Let's go to Dave in Glassboro. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, how you doing? So I can agree with many of the criticisms of McNabb, and you can say the Nick Foles folk legend is greater than McNabb, and you know, Hurts wins the Super Bowl, and Randall on Randall's best day is probably better than them all. But Donovan McNabb, over his career, is arguably one of the best quarterbacks to play in the NFC East. Tell me an NFC East quarterback you'd build your team around before Donovan McNabb. Maybe Aikman, Staubach, or something like that. So anybody who says McNabb, the greatest quarterback in the history of the franchise, doesn't belong on Mount Rushmore, is trying to be a hot take.
I'd
take Jalen Hurts over McNabb. I'd take Randall over McNabb if I was building a team. But statistically, it's not even an argument. It's not a debate.
Yeah, Dave, I think when you look at the quarterbacks in the division over the last 25 years, I mean, it's probably either McNabb or Eli. And Eli, I know Eli's...
I'm taking Eli.
No, Eli's got... Eli no, I agree. Donovan. I mean, Eli's got the two Super Bowls, but yeah, I think McNabb was a better quarterback than Eli.
One was a Cinderella run. I mean, you might take Eli. Sure. I mean, you can argue it, but tell me McNabb ain't... You wouldn't take him over Phil Simms or Theismann or Rippon or Romo, any of those guys. I mean, it's a complete... We forget what Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid were. We talk about the Buddy Ryan years like they were legendary because of the defense, right? Whatever. Andy Reid and McNabb surpassed Buddy Ryan with one of their NFC championship runs. The Eagles were arguably the best team in the NFC East, a perpetual Super Bowl contender, perpetual division title winner for virtually the whole time those guys were here.
Yeah,
so I don't understand. I mean,
no, look, Dave, I mean, 2000 to 2004, like they were unquestionably, I mean, if not the second, the third best team in football, and McNabb was the third best quarterback in football behind Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and the Eagles as an organization behind the Patriots and the Colts. So I just think as time's gone on, like it disappoints me more than anything, just as a big fan of that era, because people just don't remember or choose not to remember how great that era was.
I agree with you. And I can listen to all the criticisms of McNabb all day. I agree with a lot of them, right? I'd rather have Nick Foles' career than Donovan McNabb's career if I hung him up.
Mm-hmm.
But if he wins that Super Bowl, and let's not forget the Patriots cheated, he's a Hall of Famer. McNabb's a Hall of Famer. He's the only Eagles quarterback who's a Hall of Famer in the modern era.
Yeah, so no, I hear you, Dave. What do you have for something that you're tired of?
The hammer, Joe DeCamera.
Oh, way
overexposed at this point.
Oh, my God, Dave. That's unnecessary. That's unnecessary to come at the hammer like that just as he's going on vacation. That is rough.
I guess he's a Fritz guy.
Yeah. I guess him and Jack are going to be doing this tennis thing next week, maybe? I don't know.
A little nervous for Jack in that one.
Nah, he's going to win Jack will lose the tennis.
That's what I mean, tennis specifically.
I was talking about this with DeRozio yesterday. I mean, I think both guys are going to be heavily favored in one of the next events. Like, Joe's the heavy favorite in tennis. Jack will be the heavy favorite in running.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to the basketball. And, I mean, at this point, I think Jack's kind of the clear favorite. At this
they're
stage.
Just doing regular one-on-one for basketball.
Yeah, that's where, if it's a shooting competition, then that's a little different. But I mean, and I don't mean this as a shot at Joe, but Jack's a lot younger and I think in better physical condition.
Mm-hmm. Taller than him, too.
Yeah, and that matters a lot when it comes to basketball.
Yeah.
Pretty significant part of the game. Let's go to Dylan. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, TK, what's going on?
Good. I'm all right, man. How you doing?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I am doing all right. Well, listen, I got a few gripes about the Phillies.
Sure. What do you got?
Max Kepler.
Yeah, that's it? That's a good gripe, yeah.
That's pretty much it. Max Kepler needs to be better. Like, I was looking at his stats. 2023, he had a killer season. Last year, sucked. This year, playing decent. We don't need decent in this organization. We need somebody that can play the position well and play it to the best that they can.
Yeah, and Dylan, I mean, I agree with you. I think they need to get rid of Kepler. And, I mean, if it was up to me, I mean, Kepler would be sent down tomorrow and Justin Crawford would be up here on Friday night. That's what I think Phillies should do.
And that's exactly what I think, too. I mean, and in terms of this, with the trade deadline coming up, I spoke about it like maybe a year or two ago. Oh, we find something for this bullpen because we cannot rely on switching people that so that we can have a decent closer every single night. We can't rely on Kirkering to perform every night. We can't rely on Strom to close things out. Lord knows we can't get Romano to do what he needs to do.
Yeah, no, they need a lot, Dylan. And, I mean, it's a matter of whether Dave Dombrowski is going to be willing to pay a price. I think they need a big-time bat. I think they need at minimum one reliever, probably two. And, you know, I'm not feeling great about it, considering Dombrowski's history here. I mean, he just hasn't been willing to make those moves.
It's a disappointment. Like, I've been a Phillies fan since I was a kid. I've enjoyed this team. I was in shambles when we lost in 22, moving to the Astros. But then again, man, that's the way things go in the MLB.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Dylan, and appreciate the call. And yeah, I mean, it's really going to come down to whether the Phillies, and I said this earlier, it's going to come down to whether they really think this team has a shot or not. And I think it's going to be very telling to see how they react at the deadline, because that's what this is about. Like, we all watch the team play every day. And nationally, honestly, they don't really have a clue. Like, because if you look at it from the outside, and you just look at the record and you look at the starting rotation, you look at the names in the lineup, you know, you'd think, okay, well, this team, they're in good shape. They're going to make a run. They just need a minor tweak here, a minor tweak there. But we watch the team every day. Like, we see it on a daily basis. And anybody who watches this team play every day knows that the lineup is nowhere near good enough. Like, you need a big addition, or else you have no chance. This team has no chance to hit in the playoffs. And now I'm not just talking about winning, you know, a series here or there. You need to play well for a whole month. And the way it's looking with the standings right now is you could win the NL East, and you'll still have to play in that three-game wild card series. Like, we've assumed, oh, you win the division, you're going to get the bye. Not necessarily this year, because the Central's so good and the Cubs are playing so well. So you might need to win four rounds. You're going to need another bat, because guys are going to get cold. Guys are going to, you know, kind of cool off throughout the course of the lineup. So you need depth. You need more there. And the bullpen, you need two bullpen arms, I think, at a minimum. Because Jordan Romano stinks, okay? Like, we've seen that this year throughout the course of the season. Jordan Romano is not going to come around. He's not going to figure it out. You have what in the bullpen? You have Kirkering, who's been really good lately. I mean, Tanner Banks has been pretty good. I still can't tell you, though. Like, I don't want Tanner Banks out there in the seventh or eighth inning of a playoff game. And then you have Strom, who, even though his numbers look okay, Strom just hasn't looked right all year long.
Very shaky.
Yeah, you need a couple arms. No question about it. You need a couple arms at the deadline.
The wild card thing is a good point, because even if you do win the division, the NL is very good. If the season ended today, you play the Padres in the wild card round, who you just lost 2 out of 3 to. You feeling that good against the Padres with this current lineup and this current rotation? I don't think so.
Well, you just lost the series to them over the weekend.
Exactly. Or the Mets are right there, who embarrassed you last year. The Brewers are right there, who have been playing very good baseball as of late. Like, the NL is really good. The AL is a bit of a mess. The NL is really good, to where this current Phillies team just is not good enough. And it is insane just how tough it is sometimes to manufacture these runs. What game was, I think it was the Saturday night game, when you had runners on second and third in the seventh inning, couldn't get them home, couldn't get one guy home. And it was a one-run ball game for us. It was either tied or a one-run ball game. Eighth inning, runners at the corners, two outs, couldn't score a run. Ninth inning, you have the top of your lineup. You have Turner, Schwarber, and Harper. 1, 2, 3, they're done. And then Harper swings at the first pitch and grounds out the first base. It's just, this lineup cannot hit with runners in scoring position, and you can't really trust anybody to do so. I mean, just going back to Max Kepler, since we're just, you know, ragging on him, he's been awful the entire year with runners in scoring position. Even when he's been hitting the ball a little well, hitting a home run every now and then, he cannot hit with runners in scoring position. Stott pops up on the infield or shallow outfield every other time. There's so many guys that they come up to the plate and you're so iffy on. And even Trey went through a bit of a cold stretch this last week. He was hitting the ball great for most of the season, but he cooled off this last week.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, I mean, they're going to need to figure it out, and I don't think it's going to get significantly better without external additions. Let's go to Mike in North Philly. What's up, Mike?
Hey, bro. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing?
Oh, man, these guys are cooking with you with the Donovan issue, man.
I know. People are haters, Mike. I don't know what to say.
Man, the people got a short memory, man. I got a long memory. I remember what it was like before Donovan.
Yeah, that's the thing, Mike. I remember what it was like, too. And I mean, when I was a kid, I was growing up in the 90s, and I remember when the Eagles would get blacked out because people wouldn't show up to games and stuff like that. And I just think there's a lot of revisionist history when it comes to that era in his career.
That is very true. That is very true. But on another note, for the Sixers, I'm so excited for this upcoming season. And I know that the injury to Paul George might damper somebody, most of the fan bases. But you got to look at it like, we got a top five pick and DJ Edgecombe. We got Maxey coming back healthy. Hopefully we re-sign Grimes. You got Jared McCain. You got four legitimate guards. If they re-sign, what's the name? Gomez? Was it Gomes?
Who? Grimes. Quentin Grimes.
You got four legitimate guards that can get their own shot, right? Then you also will have the two wings
that they signed a free agent, one from Brooklyn, I think his name was Watford, and you got the other kid, who's the other kid? Carlo?
Carlo? I'm kind of losing you here, Mike. Can you give me something you're tired of?
I would say the cooking reels. I'm tired of the cooking reels, man. Every time you turn on YouTube or you go on Facebook, they got some guy teaching you 5 different ways to make a grilled cheese. The cooking reels are killing me, man. I'm just trying to watch the show. I don't need all these cooking reels, these cooking commercials.
All right, Mike, there you go. That might not be in my algorithm.
I can attest to that one.
Okay.
I get a lot of cooking reels and TikToks and whatnot. And it's not because I don't, I'm tired of seeing this. It's because I know I'm never going to make it, and then it just makes me really hungry, and I want that specific thing. So every time I see it, I just get really annoyed. I'm like, I really wish I had that right now. Why can't this person make it for me right now? And then I don't have it, and then I'm starving.
Yeah, and as far as the Sixers go, I think they're going to bring back Quentin Grimes, but a lot of guards on this team. Again, I don't understand why you would bring back Eric Gordon and Kyle Lowry. I mean, that makes very little sense. Let's go to Sean in King of Prussia. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, TK?
How you doing, man?
Good. Yeah, I just want to touch on the Donovan thing real quick, and I want to talk about the Sixers.
Sure.
I hate how, it's got to be this or that. I like Jalen as our quarterback. I think he's done a great job, but, Donovan gets so much hate because he just didn't win a Super Bowl. I grew up with Donovan. I'm kind of like you. Donovan was a stud. He was just a stud. You said, outside of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, he's easily a top five quarterback almost every single year he played here. And he kind of started this whole, we're the gold standard in Philadelphia precedent. Our team was in and out competitive every single season. And he had, before T.O., his best receiver was Kevin.
Sean, and again, I'm sorry, man. I'm losing you there. But that's the thing. And again, I know I'm a little probably over-defensive, but I think it's interesting because I think it does come down to, when you're growing up, you look at sports differently. You look at sports more emotionally. Now, I love the teams, love the players, stuff like that, but you have more of an emotional connection to the guys you grew up watching. And that's why, my favorite athlete of all time, it doesn't matter what, anybody does. My favorite athlete of all time is always going to be Allen Iverson. It just doesn't matter what happens now because I was just way more emotional then. And you grow up watching these guys. And it just makes, it honestly makes me sad. The way that we look back on that era and the way we look back on his career specifically, Donovan McNabb, and you've heard it from some of the callers in the last couple hours of the show, is there's this perception or this idea that he was just a bum. And he was just not very good. And that's just not true. We can argue who's the best quarterback in Eagles history, who belongs on a Mount Rushmore, stuff like that. But with Donovan in particular, I just think it goes way too far. I have somebody on Twitter who said, Michael Vick should be above Donovan. Michael Vick had one good year here. What are you talking
about? Yeah, relax.
Yeah, so I get it, but... It goes way too far. But before we get out of here, final read on our Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. And our Twitter question today, does Donovan McNabb belong on the Eagles quarter century Mount Rushmore? Wow, this is crazy. 50.4 say yes. 49.6 say no. So a lot more support for Donovan on social media than on the phone lines. That's interesting.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's an even split there on the topic. And I will be polling the morning show crew on this tomorrow. Excited for that. But I'll be in the rest of the week for Joe DeCamera on the morning show. So I'll be back bright and early at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Excited for that. Make sure you're tuned in. Thank you to Luke Nichols doing a great job producing the show today. As I said, be in the morning show the rest of the week. Be back tomorrow morning at 6. Stay tuned. Rob Ellis, he is coming up next. He'll take you through the night right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.